podcast, right? And I'm here on First Place Corner, and the cannon has just gone off, and I'm just looking at Downing, who look to have got into a good start, and they look to be into a nice rhythm early on. The start's so crucial in these bumps races, and they're just going past me now, all the oars entering the water at the same time, in time. They're looking smooth, they're looking quite relaxed, and they've already opened up. I'd say there's about two and a half lengths now before Emma. And Pembroke, who were bumped by Emma yesterday, they've closed in slightly. Maybe back to a length and a half now, so on station. But getting quite interesting behind Pembroke is first and third. And I'd say that's down to about a length now. So a length between first and third and Pembroke. That'll be interesting. But it doesn't look as if there are going to be any early bumps here. We're up to W1 division, all really good crews and all going to be in for the long race. Behind first and third is Christ, who are going past me now. Behind Christ Jesus, and everyone seems to be on station at the moment going past me. So for now, we'll go over to Ben at Grassy. Ben, how are Downing looking?
Well, Downing are just looking magisterial. They're rowing beautifully. This is ridiculous. It's already, that's at least two lengths, maybe three lengths that they've got on Emmanuel, who are being tailed by Pembroke. Pembroke have a slightly better line for that section of the S, Ben, but of course we come into the next part of the S and Emmanuel will have a little bit of a better line than Pembroke. Downing have just gone past me. They're coasting. Really nice, long, powerful strokes. Great balance in the boat there. It's exactly the kind of rowing that female rowers across Cambridge should be really trying to emulate. So Pembroke, Emma going past me now. Pembroke behind them. First and third are now gaining on Pembroke, I think. It's down to about a boat length there. But they have to watch out for Christ, who are gaining on them. Andy, has anything happened back at first?
Yeah,
at first
Claire,
place?
Claire looked to be pushing Queens. They were very close, about three quarters of a boat length. That was between Claire and Queens. And after that, everyone was on station until St. Catherine's. Noonan was pushing Trinity Hall quite hard. After then we had St. Catherine's, who opened up a very large gap over Lady Margaret, probably about three or four boat lengths, so a large gap there, and then Lady Margaret, but they are managing to hold off Maudlin.
Andy.
On the station there. Yeah, over
Andy,
to you, Ben.
Andy, just had a concession. Concession, G's, Queen, sorry, have just been bumped by Claire, W1. The Keys are not going to have that bump up on Claire after all. They're pulling in now, so that is confirmed. Queen W1 bumped by Claire W1. Ed, what's going on up near you?
Downing are right in front of me now. And as a Downing man, I am quite happy to see this. But if Downing men don't give us a good battle for headship later, then they've really, really stitched our bumps for us. I mean, there's 5 minutes left behind. What have you got, Ben?
Ed, well, I've just seen another bump. Tit Hall have been bumped by Newnham. So Newnham looking good. They've been bumped up on Tit Hall. They're not getting out of the way quickly enough, though, for St. Catherine's liking. They've just about managed it now. And they're coming up right in front of me. So St. Catherine's rowing pass. LNBC well behind St. Catherine's. At least 5 boat lengths there. LNBC are going to be gained by Maudlin if they're not careful. Maudlin and Selwyn, King, Churchill. It's going to be carnage, but you should come back to me later.
Yes, Ben, it's getting interesting. Pembroke versus first and third. Down to half a length, inching down to a third of a length as they come round the exit of Ditton Corner. We've got Christ, don't have any slouches behind, and Jesus on station with Christ behind that. We'll catch up with Ed Cruz and Hannah shortly, but did you have anything else down at Grassy?
Well, LNBC have taken a really wide line round this corner, and I wouldn't be surprised if you saw a bump coming at them from Maudlin. Selwyn are going to get Maudlin, I reckon. Selwyn have taken an even better line. Selwyn have had some great coxing all throughout this afternoon, actually, to be honest with you. King facing Selwyn, but both lengths there. I can't see Churchill and Peterhouse. So, Andy, does that mean Churchill and Peterhouse have had a bump?
Yeah. Peterhouse has just bumped Churchill, just coming into first place corner. So I can confirm Peterhouse, the sandwich boat, has bumped up on Churchill. We're head over to Ed at Ditton.
Now we go straight to Hannah, who will have Downing.
Yeah, I have got Downing going past me. I'm still miles ahead, several boat lengths ahead of Emmanuel. Fantastic strokes, fantastic balance. I'm pretty sure they're going to run over, and they're going to row over in this race today. But it looks like we've actually had a bump. It looks like, I think. American caller, I think first and third must have bumped Pembroke, because I've got Emmanuel going past me now, but first and third of Pembroke are both pulling over to the side. Pembroke getting its greenery from the bank. Is there anything going on at Ditton, Ed?
Yes, there is stuff going on at Ditton. NBC are on station with Maudlin behind them. Maudlin are certainly not on station with Selwyn. Selwyn are down to a canvas on Maudlin in the heart of Ditton Corner, and they're just trying to position their bow ball so they can hit the stern of a Maudlin boat. They've got a lot more work to do to secure this bump before the railway bridge. Hannah?
Yes, I've just had quite some teams go past me. They've got about a quarter of a length between them. They're battling away. Jesus really pushing to catch up with Christ, but Christ are looking very strong. It doesn't look like they're going to catch them. Jesus are pushing forward. Is anything going on back at Ditton, Ed?
We've got this wonderful little battle going on between Maudlin and Selwyn, and Kings seem to have decided to join the party late on. I don't know where the surge has come from Kings, but Kings were a length and a quarter off the back of Selwyn when I was looking at them as they came into Ditton, are suddenly a quarter of a length behind Selwyn, and Selwyn, having put in a gargantuan effort to try and close that gap down to Maudlin, down to the final few feet, are now dropping back quickly into the clutches of Kings, and I believe they are, well, it's very hard to tell if they're still rowing, so the spectators wash away. One boat which isn't rowing is Kings, so Kings have got the bump on Selwyn. Maudlin will escape and row over, as will LNBC. So we have a rundown from the back of the division. I believe we've caught it all now. Andy?
Yeah, and so we'll start from the back. Some great rowing in that race we had. Five bumps so far in total. Peter House, the sandwich boat, they bumped up on Churchill. Ahead of then Kings, as we've just heard, bumped Selwyn. Maudlin, Maggie and St. Cat's all rowed over. Noonan bumped Trinity Hall. Keys rowed over. Claire bumped up on Queen. And then Jesus and Christ, they both rowed over. First and third, as we heard, they managed to get that bump on Pembroke at the end. And the top two of the division, we believe, have rowed over Emma and Downing. So Downing, at the moment, still head up the river. That's all that we have had so far. We will head back over to the studio, and we'll be back over when we have the results.